The Parks Casino, New Jersey chime time is 10:09. It's Dennis and Judy show. I'm Dennis Malloy.
I'm Judy Franco. I really, this is the Dennis and Judy show 3.0. I got to take it up with our producer now. What? I think he's gotten a little cocky. I really do. He decides.
Whoa. A little cocky?
A lot of cocky.
The guy's he like
decides when
character
he wants
out of wise
to be
guy.
Nice to me. It's ridiculous.
I know.
I have to come in like, oh my God, is Kyle going to be nice to me today? I'm not doing that anymore. I'm really not.
Well, I did apologize.
I know, but
sincerely.
Why do you have to be mean to me in the first place?
Well,
I don't understand.
Now, you're right. You're right. Now, Dennis and I were having a conversation off air that was very important's not the right word, but fun. And in the middle of the conversation, I hear, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
But you never said yes, I can
hear
you.
I lashed out.
Okay. But okay,
I apologize.
So now you tell
and,
me.
And then you said, Judy, you're not talking to me? Well, we acknowledged your presence.
No, you didn't. Like, that's the thing. And so a lot of times I'll be talking to him, and then all of a sudden he'll go, oh, sorry, I didn't have your speaker up. So I'm like, okay, but I just said the Gettysburg Address, and I thought that was pretty impressive. So now I'm going, hi, you guys, hello, and nobody's answering. So I figure the speaker's not up. And instead of saying, oh, Jude, one second, we're in the middle of a conversation, he goes, all right, already. We're talking. How am I supposed to know?
I know.
Dude, yeah, look, there's miscommunication. Poor job by me. But next time, just let us finish our conversation.
How could I let you when I didn't? No. Next time, make sure Judy's on and then talk about your
farm
size of your penises or whatever you guys do when I'm not around.
Good Lord,
okay?
Judy. Did you have Sport. To go there?
Why is your head in the gutter?
Because you guys are making me sick.
We're talking about the farm market in Burlington County. That's maybe some zucchini is the size of my penis, but let's not go there.
Maybe in your dreams.
Maybe in my dreams. you know, they didn't hire us back together to devolve. Well, maybe they did. Yeah.
Why do you think they did? They're like, let's watch these two people implode on the air. They hate each other. Let's bring them back together.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we do have something to talk about, by the way.
Yeah, the new e-bike law requiring registration and insurance went into effect Sunday. And you don't see them much. I see them whizzing past my house at 40 miles an hour. Kids, no helmet, nothing. I'm riding my bike. All of a sudden, a kid comes whizzing past me at a high rate of speed. Haven't seen many lately. And I think parents were scared into thinking it happened July 1st, but it happened just this past Sunday. So I'm seeing less and less. But I want to know, what if you have one of these? My cousin, Sean, lives down in Margate. He has 11 of them.
What?
He has three adult kids, and they have friends come over, you know, house in Margate for the weekend. And they live a pretty good distance from the beach. So I don't know how he ended up with 11, but he has 11 of them.
We don't even have them anymore, Den.
No? You were one of the first people to get them.
We were. But the thing is, they became obsolete pretty quickly.
How so?
The ones we had.
Oh, the ones
You know, like, the newer ones have lighter batteries and better batteries and all these things.
Right.
And I feel like, wait a minute, turn Judy's mic off. We are here for Dennis. This guy's getting blocked. Bye. Captain Obvious, you're now blocked. But the thing is, I feel like I don't see it that much, but it doesn't matter. I feel like it's not going to solve the problem. Regulating and, I don't know, registering how is that going to stop somebody from acting like an idiot on the road? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I thought the same thing.
Really,
but you have to wear a helmet, which you didn't have to before because you were on a bicycle. But it happened to be a high-powered bicycle. So you have to wear a helmet. You got to get it registered. Now, we're talking over the weekend. You got to get it registered. Does that mean get a license plate for it, too?
Yeah, it's weird. I don't think it does. But because, well, I'll tell you, I was just having this discussion last night. My sister has a brother-in-law who was in a really bad bike accident. Bicycle. Crashed into another guy. Landed on his back and ended up having to have spine surgery really badly.
No electronics involved.
So he said...
Normal bike on normal bike.
Right. But the helmet was like bent, like crushed. So she's like, imagine what would have happened if he hadn't been wearing a helmet. So I'm like, yeah, but who wears a helmet on a regular bike? So she's like, what do you mean? Everybody does. It's what you're supposed to do. And I'm like, never wore a helmet on a bike in my life.
Do I know, can I guess which sister this was?
Well, you there would be no way you wouldn't guess because she does everything right.
Okay, that would be Tammy.
Yeah. So we were having like, not an argument, but we were having a disagreement because she was like, well, look at the helmet. Obviously, he would have had a bad brain injury. And I'm like, I don't really know that. You know, that's like when they say, well, she can't believe that I don't wear my seatbelt sometimes either.
Same.
But what I'm saying is, I don't think that they can protect bad things from happening, whether it's helmets, registration, licenses, whatever they're trying to do is not going to stop impolite e-bike riders from being impolite e-bike riders. So the phone number here is 1-800-283-101.5. And the question is, isn't this just a big moneymaker for the state? And it is going to be a cash avalanche to register and license the, I guess, are you going to have a license or just register the bike?
You have to be a licensed driver. And if you're over 15, you can get a special e-bike license.
Oh, this is going to be, you know what I love what New Jersey does? You know what I love? They did it with the ID, the star ID, whatever called.
Yeah,
Real ID.
Real ID, which I don't have. But whenever they come up with an idea like this, I love what it's going to cause. I love the S show that it is going to cause and how they put themselves into this situation. How are they going to special license these 15-year-olds? It's going to be such a cluster F. I cannot wait.
People. Well, as of July 15th, the commission had issued more than 4,100 e-bike registrations and 250 e-bike permits, said agency spokesman William Connolly. He said the MVC is working hard to service as many riders as quickly and efficiently as possible.
Yeah, we know.
Out-of-staters who bring their e-bikes across state lines will have to register bikes in New Jersey and get licenses if they don't have a regular driver's license. So if you go to the shore for the week or the month and you live in Philly or Bucks County or whatever, and you're bringing your e-bike, you got to register that in New Jersey.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, this is about to launch a huge, as I mentioned before, S show with so many people not understanding what they have to do, with cops not really understanding the laws. Some of them will stop you. Can you get a ticket for it? Not really sure. Is it a primary offense? Don't really know. Do you need a license? Well, not for this vehicle. I'm on an electric scooter. What about that vehicle? It is going to be a nightmare, and I am here for it. John's in Mount Laurel. Hi, John. What do you got to say?
Hey, guys. First off, I'd like to say welcome back, Dennis.
Thank you.
And then secondly, yeah, of course. So I'm a little bit torn because I hate the idea of the government overreach. I really do. But some of the way these – I'm 30, but some of the way these kids are riding these bikes, they really kind of force the hand of whatever authorities just because they're riding like jerks, you know. So I kind of get it.
I'm same place as you. I don't like government overreach, but to see – and what prompted this was the deaths of a couple of teenagers. It happens every year. So I get it where, all right, the government felt like it's necessary for public safety to enact some sort of law to curtail this. But like Judy said, is it really going to help? Is it really going to do something?
No, because I can remember being a teenager and we didn't have e-bikes. I could assure you. I mean, I was a skater. I rode a BMX bike. I would have been a total a-hole on one of those, and I just know myself. Me and my friends would have been jerks. We would have been throwing things at people. We were awful, so I can only imagine.
That's hysterical.
Where did you grow up, John, you awful person?
Actually, I grew up in a nice town. I grew up in Moorestown, but I'm not rich like everyone there. So I had to work for a living.
Were you in the Lenola section?
Yeah.
Well, because Judy, that's my son used to live there, and that's a very wealthy town. But there's a little corner of it that's very affordable, which is Lenola. You can buy a house there and have low property taxes because the tax rate is low, the percentage, right. Because there's so many multi-million dollar homes there.
That's that what nobody... happens a lot with Deal, too, has a low tax rate.
So little Lenola and Moorestown. Well, John, you dirtbag, you. Now, what have you grown up? See, I was a mischievous kid, too. And I grew up in the next town over, Delran. What did you grow up to be? You're 30 years old. What do you do?
I've called before. I'm an appliance repair technician. I've been doing that for about 6 years now.
Okay. Very good. You're not robbing or stealing or raping or killing.
Once upon a time, maybe, but now, not anymore.
Did you ever do time?
Yeah, actually, I've talked about this. Yeah, I made some mistakes when I was about 17, and they waved me up to adult court. I did about 3 years in different Jersey prisons or youth prisons, and now I've been out since 2016, and haven't had any trouble, and just kind of keep my nose to the stone and working.
Good boy, you, John.
Man. I like
great
that
to hear
story.
From you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, John.
All right, we're going to talk to more of you after this 1019. Here's New Jersey.
Station continues. Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
1025, Dennis and Judy show. We're talking about e-bikes, the new law that went into effect. Will it have any effect on the kids who go crazy and ride them like animals? Because a couple of kids have died. That's why they put this into effect. So the parents will go through the motion of, you know, going to the DMV or MVC, registering, getting insured, and say, all right, Johnny, be responsible out there. And if Johnny's a typical 15-year-old punk, he's going to do whatever he was doing before, but he's got to wear a helmet now.
Right.
And, well, so, like you said, is it going to be a cluster F at the MVC? I imagine a lot of people already got this done prior to it going into effect, but it is summertime, so people like...
Well, somebody did write, they're not giving licenses, they're giving stickers, not a license plate.
Oh, plates, right.
But I still feel like it's going to be very confusing because are you going to have to carry an actual license like it on you? Or you don't have to, it just has to be registered? And do they teach you how to do it? You know what I mean?
Of course. The MVC is working hard to service as many riders as quickly and efficiently as possible, according to William Connolly, the spokesperson. I want to be, you know, Judy, you and I should get a job with one of these as a spokesperson for one of these agencies. How many agencies are there in the state?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, my God.
And we'll just be a spokesperson.
Quite a few. We know somebody who majored... who got a master's in communication, who is a spokesman for a government agency. Dennis?
Yeah? Who would that be?
Our friend who used to work here, who's now a spokesman for something.
Oh, yeah, in Monmouth County.
And I'm like, well, what do you do the rest of the time when you're not spoking? You know what I mean? Like, what's the job?
I know.
Because you don't always need a spokesperson. Like, what are you doing the rest of the time?
He's probably putting out press releases. Oh, we just arrested two, you know, drug dealers. And
right. Okay. Yeah. But I mean,
big stuff hits the fan, then you see his name.
Right.
But for the most part, he's just, you know, typing emails and like the rest of them who work for the government in New Jersey, counting the days to your retirement.
Yeah, it's true.
That's a big job, is Xing off those days on the calendar.
Yeah, that's what, seriously, if you ever see me Xing off the days on my calendar, just come over and shoot me. Anthony is in Manalapan. He's got something to say. Hi, Ant.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good.
So, I agree that they had something to do, but what I don't should have went after the group of individuals that are the problem. So it's teenagers. So now why is everyone affected by this new law when the adults, anyone over 17 who has an e-bike for whatever reason they have it, has to go through all this nonsense and extra costs when they were following the rules and regulations to begin with.
I see your point, but you know, if I had an e-bike, I would not wear a helmet. So now this is going to require me to wear a helmet. Even the low-speed ones, the ones that pedal assist under 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
There's regulations cover both. And the ones, it says, the ones that, you know, have a throttle can go up to 28 miles an hour. BS.
Mine was pedal assist.
Yeah.
And had a throttle, but it didn't go more than 30 miles an hour. So I really didn't wear a helmet.
Yeah.
But I think if I wore one.
I don't have a problem with having to wear a helmet and things. I own an e-bike, and I used to work in New York. I used to use my bike to go to the park and ride, get on the bus, get to Port Authority, go to my job. So if I was still in New York and still using it, so now it's going to cost me money when I used it for like 15 years before they were even popular, because parents don't be parents anymore.
Yeah, you ask Mickey, whatever her name is, our governor, they're the parents. The state is the parent here,
right?
For everything, for adults, for kids. That's what they want, total control of your life like a mommy and daddy. And this is another step there. All right, Anthony, thank you, my friend. Appreciate the call. So e-bikes, new regulations went into effect this week. Did it affect you? What do you think? Has it gone too far? 1-800-283-1015.
Back to Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
So nationally, e-bike injuries rose more than 293% from 2019 to 2022. Now, Nick Scutari, who's the Senate president and sponsor of this bill, this new bill says you have to have a license and insurance for an e-bike. He was the sponsor of the bill, and he says
they're more powerful than they used to be.
So I don't know if Nick talks like that, but it's a good voice for a guy named Nick Scutari. Hey, Nick, what do you think about those e-bikes?
I think they're horrible. I think you should do something about it.
So they passed a law that you have to be all registered and insured and bike helmets and all that. So do you agree or disagree? 1-800-283-1015. Bike advocates oppose the new law, saying it's unneeded barriers for cyclists. If you're a regular cyclist, it doesn't bother you. It doesn't affect you. You know?
Yeah. But I just feel like the idea of them making it safer for people on the roadway is not what this is going to accomplish. It's going to accomplish a whole bureaucratic nightmare. But New Jersey never saw a red tape bureaucratic nightmare that it didn't love. So
Marilyn's perfect. A biker.
Tell us, Marilyn.
From West Windsor.
Hello. Hi, Marilyn. A real biker. Like a biker.
I'm a motorcyclist.
Right.
Yes. And I ride a motorcycle. And it's a whole different ballgame when you're on a motorized vehicle. They're considered e-bikes now, or not bicycles anymore. They're motorized vehicles. And I think there need to be some stricter laws about owning one, especially if you're underage. Because if you're riding a bike that has more power, motor vehicle, and you don't even know the rules of the road, you're not even a car driver, you have two things against you now. You know what I mean?
She's right. But like a previous caller said, it's because of these knucklehead kids that there's this new law. But should adults have to abide by them? If I'm a licensed driver who's been driving, you know, 30 years, do I need this, or just for the kids?
Right. I think there should be a limit, you know, like if you're under 18 or whatever, if you're not driving a car yet, because it's a whole different ballgame when you're on a motorized. I see them cutting across because they know they can go faster. A major highway.
But Marilyn, I heard you say that earlier, and I was like, really kind of stumped as to why anybody who is rude on the road would be any different because they have a license or a registration.
Yeah, no, I just mean, I don't know about the license or registration. I just think that if they're underage, it's...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what
but
I mean?
Here's the thing. Unless a kid can be summoned, which, I mean, obviously they can be, because if this is a law and you haven't registered your bike, then you can get a ticket.
Yeah.
Then what are the consequences for behaving
too,
badly.
If you're a kid and you're 15 and you get pulled over and you don't have a license, you give them, you know, my name's Kyle Forsini, you know?
That's why I'm saying, how could this possibly work?
I know. I don't really know the solution. I'm just saying it's a whole different ball game when you're on a motorized vehicle.
I agree, but I don't think...
Here's a question for Marilyn. What kind of bike do you ride? Motorcycle.
It's a cruiser, a bagger cruiser.
All right, so it makes some noise. It's not super loud, but it makes some noise.
Yeah, yeah.
The problem I have with kids whizzing past my house, I live on a county road, at 40, 45 miles an hour, no sound.
You can't hear it, exactly. Yeah, it's scary. I've had a few come up, shoot right in front of me in my car, and I couldn't hear them, but I was aware, you know, of my surroundings, but they could have been hit very easily if it was somebody that wasn't paying attention. But, it's a whole trap. I mean, I don't know what the answer is, but it's kind of scary on both parts, you know?
Yeah, I mean, unless they want to just make them illegal completely, that they're not street legal, I don't think what they're doing is going to solve the problem. But Marilyn, I hear you. It's a problem. Thank you so much for calling New Jersey 101.5. So does anybody think that registering, licensing these e-bikes or these motorized vehicles of any kind is going to solve the problem? The other day, I almost got run over by a kid on a motorized scooter because I wasn't looking, and they're quiet.
Right.
And the kid was looking at his phone and scrolling and went by, and those are fast.
Where were you?
Right on Norwood Avenue in Deal. Same thing happened to Sam, our boss. He was standing on the sidewalk and somebody blew by. The thing is, because they now say that those scooters are not street legal. So you have to ride them on the sidewalk. But now everybody's confused. And so then they said, okay, no riding them on the sidewalk. They can only be ridden in the street. But now are they going to have to register those also?
Yeah, any motorized thing with wheels. For years, I saw these kids riding these scooters and these e-bikes with reckless abandon.
Right.
And I thought, how come this wasn't around when I was a kid? I would have loved this.
Yeah.
You know. But now it didn't look right, is what I'm saying. It didn't look like it was regulated to the level that we were regulated. So now they stepped in and done it. Like I said, I have mixed feelings. I think the government should keep their hands out of most stuff. Kids are dying. Isn't that on the parents to say, hey, wear a helmet, hey, abide by the rules of the road? But underage, some sort of training of some sort of licensure makes sense.
I mean, I get it, but I just don't think there's a way to do it. And as you said before, Dennis, if anybody stops me on my scooter and says, hey, that's not registered, I'll be like, hi, my name is Kyle Forsini. Like, try to give me a ticket.
You'll be Kylie Forsini.
Yeah. Or Kyle. There's some girls named Kyle.
Are there?
I think
so.
It's
one
become
of the Real Housewives. Yeah.
Hasn't,
Not a fan.
It's a dumb name anyway. So then now giving it to girls, it's ridiculous.
So a kid's riding a scooter down the street and a cop's going the other way. He sees him. He does a U-turn and he puts the lights on and pulls him over. Does a kid try to outrun him? Does a kid...
Yeah, because you're going to be able to evade a cop.
On a scooter. Or an e-bike. E-bike, the ones I've seen around here, we kind of live in a woodsy area. They just go off to a trail because there are a lot of them are trail bike types.
Or you could just dump your scooter and run. You're going to outrun any cop.
He's going to come over there. I don't know how much they cost. Kyle, do you know how much a scooter costs?
I'm assuming not cheap. I don't know if they're 500 to 1,000.
Yeah. I know the e-bikes have come down. It used to be like minimum $1,300.
Yeah, but you know what? My husband bought a cheap one after we got rid of our expensive ones. And it's like, it'd be nice to have one in the family again.
An e-bike?
And it was like $300 on Amazon, and it was a piece of garbage. Like, the good ones are expensive. Very, very exciting, Dennis. As you know, there is one town in New Jersey that has its own theme song, as well as one caller to this show who has his own theme song.
Really?
Yeah. But unfortunately, you won't be able to hear it today because I don't think he has it. But anyway, let's go to...
But before we do, I found... I went through old piece of furniture that I was throwing out and got a new piece of furniture.
But
it had a whole bunch of VCR tapes and DVDs.
Yeah.
And I found the VCR of Paulsboro that said, we're on our way back.
Oh, yeah.
I might have thrown it away. I don't have a VCR, too.
It's okay, because we play it here on the show. We resurrected it.
Let's go!
Well, I have the whole video. And it must be footage of the town of Paulsboro.
Well, it doesn't play well on radio anyway.
The video.
Just across the bridge,
or 295. Neither does the audio.
Hold on. Let me tell you where the lyrics drop out. We've got it together. I think they couldn't come up with an idea. Listen. The lyrics here. Once we were up, then we they should have said...
Well, you stepped on the best line. Once we were up, then we were down.
That happens sometimes after you're up. You go down. Here it comes. Once again, in
Paulsboro.
It's great.
All right, enough, Kyle. Please, the audience has suffered enough. All right, we're talking about e-bikes, and we got a caller on the line from Hamilton. We'll talk to him
who
next.
Who has his own theme song.
Yes. Is this a good law? Was it needed? 1-800-283-1015. 10:49, time for New Jersey Fast Track. It's the New Jersey Time Check, sponsored by SellYourCarNow.com. It is 10:56 on the dot. And at SellYourCarNow.com, they'll give you cash-free car on the spot. Dennis and Judy show, talking about e-bikes and the new law that went into effect this Sunday. Is it justified? Is it the right thing to do? Or is it government overreach and overkill, as most of New Jersey laws are? Let's talk to our next caller, Judy, from Hamilton.
I would love to. Believe it or not, this song was written about Fernando from Hamilton.
This guy, right?
The year he was born. Yes, 100%.
Hi, Fernando.
Because the ABBA, the
good,
woman, the lead singer from ABBA, I forget her name, Mirna, Shmirna, Sven, whatever, was seeing Fernando's mom. Right. And, you know, there was some talk about whether or not she was actually, you know, the guy, Sven, was actually Fernando's dad, but I think they buried it.
The poor guy just wanted to make a comment about e-bikes, and you're impugning the reputation of his mother. With some Swedish guy that we don't even know. Fernando, how are you, my friend?
I'm all right. How you doing, Dennis, man? Nice to meet you, bro. It's first time talking to you.
Oh, thank you.
Fernando, have you ever... Can you speak a little Swedish? Be honest.
No, I'm not Swedish at all.
I hope you speak.
I don't even know what type of accent that is.
It's hinga-dinga-dirgin.
Yeah, it's more like that. But Fernando, do you speak? I hope you speak Spanish.
Of course, a little bit. I could understand it more when I could speak it, but you know, you're not going to get over on me. So,
gotcha. All right.
Too bad. Well, then we have to let you go because we only just wanted you on the air so we could get over on you, Fernando.
Oh, man.
No, I'm kidding. What are you here to say, love?
Hey, as far as the e-bikes, I think it's an overreach. I mean, to get them registered and a license, that's a lot, in my opinion. And then, to be honest, I truly believe that it's like, it's probably going to be a law that they're going to enforce for maybe like a couple months to a year. And then after a while, they're just going to let it go. And you're going to see people on e-bikes just doing whatever they're doing again. And it's not until something major again happens that I think they're going to end up reinforcing it. But I can say that those things aren't no joke. I have an e-bike before I got my car, and I crashed 2 times. The first time I crashed into a mailbox. And the second time I was making a right turn, and I guess I was going too fast, and I turned too fast, and I ended up skidding out, and I slipped on the floor, and like it just scraped the whole side of my helmet. So, yeah, but I mean, Yeah, I think it's just
now, Fernando, was this more powerful than you thought it was going to be?
It has pedals. So, like, with the, it says it goes 25, but, like, with the pedals and, like, full throttle and full battery, it's probably reaching, like, 40.
And you've never, at least 40 for some of them. And you've never ridden a motorbike of any kind, a dirt bike?
No, I never ridden a dirt bike, motorcycle. The e-bike was the furthest I ever went to, like, anything motor.
Yeah, that's why you weren't used to the, like, I've ridden a dirt bike. I've ridden a scooter, motorized scooter down in Florida. So I have a little bit of an idea of what, you know, the motor can do as opposed to just being on a bicycle. But if you're like Fernando, never rode one, you can get in trouble.
Yeah, Fernando, we love you. We got to let you go because we're up against the clock and Kyle's very upset with me.
Well, all right. Thanks, Fernando. We appreciate the call and your sense of humor with Judy's description of your past.
10:59, Dennis and Judy show coming right back after this.
And what a conversation it is. Here it is. The Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app, New Jersey. Chime time is 11:09. It's Dennis and Judy show 3.0. I thought you retired. I did. But rather than hand out putters at a miniature golf course as a retirement job, I decided to spend a couple hours with Judy instead. So this is my retirement gig.
Right. Well, I'm telling you, I'm glad. Worked out very well for me. So,
good.
Dan, you're the one who always taught me that just because somebody says there are sharks in the water, that doesn't mean I have to get out of the water because they're not necessarily great whites. But anytime anybody hears the term, the word shark, they immediately assume Jaws, right?
Yeah, and it was funny. I was at the shore over the weekend in Wildwood, and somebody saw a shark, started talking about sharks, and it was like, yeah, it started in Jersey. Peter Benchley wrote the book Jaws about that summer in, 1908 or whatever, and it was Matawan Creek. It was a bull shark, I think. It went into brackish water and ate a kid and somebody else, and then there was a lifeguard or somebody who worked at the hotel in Spring Lake got eaten off the beach there. They wrote a book about it. It's sort of a loosely based on those episodes. And then, you know, of course, the movie. And then nobody thought about going into the water the same way ever again. So a week before the week-long Discovery Channel programming celebrates the popular Shark Week, we have just located a 1,700-pound shark heading up the East Coast. It's a great white, and it's the largest one that they've ever, largest tagged one they've ever spotted around here. So,
are we supposed to be afraid?
Well, no. I mean, they always tell you they're not interested in you. If you're a surfer and you have those black wetsuits on,
yeah,
you know, and they see your legs dangling, they might think you're a seal, but you know, and they might grab you then. But it is very rare. They're not interested in us. I don't like them. If I see one, I would like to kill one. You know, I'm sort of wired that way from when I was a kid and we'd catch them fishing and my uncle would stab them several times before releasing them back
into
the water. And I don't know. They say that, so to comfort myself from going in the ocean, I say they're not interested in us, and they're generally not in three feet of water. They can be, but they're not interested in us. There's no reason to be afraid to go into the surf at the Jersey Shore, but people are.
Well, I tell you what, I'm always afraid of anything in the water. I don't like fish. So fish scare me because I don't know which ones bite and which ones are scary and which ones have sharp fins. And then once I stepped on a ray and I was all haunted for the next year. And so I like to go into water where you can't see around you because you don't know there are fish. But then sometimes I like to go in the water where you do see around you, because then at least if there are a lot of fish around you, you can get out of the water.
Right.
So the question is, are there adults who are afraid of natural water who don't
1,000%.
Yeah.
Lakes, rivers, oceans. bluefish have very sharp teeth. And if you're say your willy's hanging out and they'll think it's like a piece of squid or something, you're in big danger.
That happen often?
I'm so sorry. How am I ever going to like unsee that in my head now?
The hanging willy?
And also squid. Okay.
Americans wear loose trunks, swim trunks, Judy, and sometimes this can happen. Now, I wear the European-style Speedo, and I'm safe.
It's still like...
That's a thought.
Every single person listening right now is like picturing this. So what you've done now is pollute people's mind.
No, say there's a school of bluefish, and they can be vicious, and they have very sharp teeth. We've put whole fish in the water to try to catch stripers, and you come up with half a fish. Because a bluefish just chomped it in half. I'm just saying, if anything's loose in the water, let's say your fingers are dangling, I don't know. I would be more afraid of a school of bluefish than a shark.
Okay. How about squid? Because now I'm afraid of squid. Now I'm deathly afraid of squid.
Like a strip of squid that you
Vinny,
would use for
okay,
bait.
I get it. I understand. Vinny in Middletown. And we let you back in this building. It's amazing to me. Hi, Vinny. In Middletown? Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Vinny.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? You know what? The biggest shark on record, great white, which is a female, is over 20 feet long.
Yeah, she's over out of Hawaii. She hangs out in Hawaii. Yes. Yeah.
You see that one girl swims with it, too.
Nice.
Did you ever see that?
No, I never did. And what's that one girl that lost her arm surfing in Hawaii? Or was that California?
I'm not familiar with that. But the one great deep blue, there's this one woman who swims with it all the time. And there's photos of her and the videos of her swimming with this thing.
As I say, they're not interested in us as prey in general. Why there have been random attacks, I don't know. And again, I'm not saying, oh, they're beautiful and don't touch. I when I see one, I want to kill it. But... That generally they're not interested in us.
I think it's just the swimming action that draws them in. And if they're coming in there to surf, they're probably hungry in the first place, you know?
Yeah, but it could be the swimming action, but it could also be the loose willies, apparently.
Okay,
somebody told me.
You were repulsed by my initial scenario.
Told me that.
All right, Vinny, Thank you, my friend. Appreciate the call. Now you're doubling down on Willie.
Well, I just want to now open a bar called... Well, there already is something called Wet Willies, right?
Yeah.
But I like Loose Willies.
Loose Willie. All right. Sharks like it too, apparently. Bluefish too as well. All right. Are you afraid of natural water because of shark scares and whatever? Even lakes and rivers, do you not go into natural water? A lot of adults say, yeah, I don't go in there. Virginia's in Staten Island. She lives on an island. She should be used to water. Hi, Virginia.
Hi. Actually, this is off topic, but I was wondering, can you briefly describe your Speedo?
Briefly describe.
Have you been to a beach in Europe?
Like what color is it? Is it striped? I'm picturing striped.
No, it's like, tan. It's tan with a.
Now
rib.
You have old ladies picturing your bathing suit, Dennis. This is what you've done. This is the mess you have made.
I try to help. I just try to contribute in any way I can. Virginia, it's a tan with a red, white, and green, stripe like the Italian flag, and black trim.
And on the back, there's a picture of that guy. On the pizza box with the chef's hat, with the chef's kiss.
No, I don't think
it says,
so.
You've tried the rest, now try the best.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Virginia. Appreciate the call.
And it says, Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. So first time I went to Italy and swam with my cousins, older ones, younger ones, they all had these Speedos on.
Yeah.
You know, not bikini type, but like...
No.
Brief, boxer brief type
Yeah, like gay guys wear at Fire Island.
Yeah. And I'm with my baggy American swimsuit, and I thought, I looked at a place, but I wasn't putting one of those things on.
Well, you know, even the baggy American swimsuit has gotten shorter and shorter now. Yeah. I remember, you know, I used to buy my husband these, like, down-to-the-knee things, you know?
No, I have a shorter one.
Kyle wears, like, a 5-inch rise.
I do, yeah. I have seen, by the way, the apartment complex that I have, the pool, I've seen someone in a Speedo there.
Okay.
Yeah. There were children.
Oh, we were at a swim club.
Scary.
We were at Chartwell Swim Club in Marlton when kids were young. And my middle one was 4 or 5 years old. And he was eye level with the guy's package.
Oh God.
And we're waiting in line at the snack bar.
Was it a loose willy situation?
It wasn't. But he reached his hand up to poke it. And I grabbed his hand like, no, we're waiting for ice cream.
No, because
you're a kid. You don't know what that is.
We'll do that when we get home. We don't do that here.
All right. More loose willies on the way. Are you afraid of natural water because of sharks and predators? 1-800-283-1015. The time is 11:20. It's time for
Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
Dennis and Judy show. It is 11:26, and we're talking about sharks in the water. The largest one that's tagged 14 feet off the East Coast right now and could show up in Jersey waters. More than likely not. Nobody's going to see this one near any beach up and down the East Coast. But it did ping somewhere off the East Coast.
I really feel that people are overly afraid of... What do they call that? Not wildlife. What do you call it underwater? Marine life.
Marine life.
But I'll be honest with you. I think I really had a bad experience once with that ray because I stepped on it and it was not happy. Thank God I wasn't hurt, but it was so scary that now I'm always afraid of whatever's in the water. That's why I don't go snorkeling because I don't want to know what's under there. Some things that are under there are scary.
Yeah, and in our waters, I mean, we've been blessed with some pretty clear water in the last couple of years here in Jersey. And some days here are like, wow, Caribbean almost. But for the most part, you go under the water at a Jersey beach, you're not seeing more than a foot in front of your face.
Yeah, but we've had a lot of fecal matter, too. A lot of our beaches have been feked.
Somebody on the app chat said, yeah, you're in more danger of bacteria than sharks here at the Jersey Shore.
This summer has been bad for bacteria.
Rather swim in chum waters with great whites than to see Dennis in a Speedo, says Joe in Whiting.
That's not nice.
Well, Joe has never seen what those ladies on those Italian beaches have seen when I vacation there.
I don't.
Let's talk to Kathy in Galloway. Kathy, you at one time were a... I'm sorry, Candy. Not Kathy, Candy. Candy, you were at one time a commercial fisherman?
Yes, my husband still is, and my family is out of Barnegat Light.
You're not one of the Larsons, are you?
No, but I'm a Spelling, and my husband works for the Larsons.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Big commercial fishing family down there.
We were out on a tilefish trip for 13 days, and we went up and we were out off of Montauk. Oh. And in between our sets, the guys would jump over. We would jump off the roof of an 85, 90-foot long commercial fishing boat into the water, and the guys would get out real quick. And I jumped in, and I was swimming around. And just about when my foot was on the second rung up, my husband pointed down, and up and under the boat and came right up to the ladder was maybe a 12 to 14 foot shark.
Oh, my God. That's
great white? Was it a great white?
It was a shark that I can't tell you what it was. It followed the boat around, and he was getting the bait most of the trip, and we thought that we were away from him. But I will tell you, I was with a crew of 4 guys, and none of them will go in the water ever again.
Now, you're 13 days out on a tile fishing trip. Tile fish, Judy, sit at the bottom of very deep water. It's called the poor man's lobster fish.
And they're good.
And they're good. They're very tasty.
Yeah, and they're
so
good.
So you're out there with 13 for 13 days with five other guys?
Well, my husband, and it was my father's boat, my husband now, and we've been together 45 years. Oh, he's okay. Still a commercial fisherman. He's a scalloper, tilefish, swordfish, tuna fish. But I went on 3 trips one summer with him, and they were 13 days each. And we saw some weather, and it was crazy. But we would jump in and, you know, swim around. And the guys, it was funny, the guys would jump in, and they'd be right out of the water. And I'd jump in and swim around, and never again. And I'll tell you what, there are so many sharks out in that ocean. When they're pulling the gear up, you don't see one or two. You see hundreds of them.
Yeah, but you're way out. You're way, way out.
We got to go. We got to go.
Candy, thanks. Appreciate the call. 11:30, New Jersey 101.5.
Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
Ah. How much do you love this song?
It's very nice.
Dennis and Judy program. I'm Judy Franco with Dennis Malloy. We're actually looking to find adults who don't like going in the water. There are plenty of adults out there who are like afraid of the water, and it's usually because of creatures, critters, sea critters. So when have you ever encountered sea critters, and are you an adult who is just afraid of the water because of it? Elizabeth is in Morris County. By the way, our phone number is 1-800-283-101.5. Our app chat, of course, open for your messages. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Judy. How are you? And congratulations with your friend being back on the air. I'm so excited for
Thank
the two of
you. He's Thank a good you, boy. Elizabeth. He's a good boy. Who's a good boy?
So I don't have any issue going in the water. I've been going in since I was a baby, and I just love it. Now, I will never be the furthest one out in the ocean. I always try to, you know, I kind of look around and scan my situation, but I really have no issue. And it's just the salt water is so good for you. It's good for your body. The cold water, just going in there, rejuvenating yourself. Don't be afraid. Go in. Even if you go in and get out real quick, just get in the salt water. It is so healthy for our bodies.
I agree with you 1,000%.
Yeah, definitely.
And even so I haven't been to the beach itself in a couple of weeks, but the water's been pretty cool all June and most of July. I hear it's warmed up now. So on those really hot days, it's like 95 degrees, and even the water's like 68 or something. Even just jumping in real quick and getting out, it's you're right.
Yeah, but it's hard to do.
Absolutely. I love it. I just love it. Even if you're doing, think of it as a cold plunge. You just go in, get your body cool, and then you come out. And it is just so rejuvenating, so restorative, so healthy. And the sharks, they don't want to eat people. They want to eat fish.
It's true. All right. Thank you very much, Elizabeth. Appreciate the call. If there were sharks, like to go up to your chest in water off any Jersey beach, if there were predator sharks around, you would see it. You'd see other fish being eaten. You'd see the fin sticking out of the water. You'd see, even if it was a thresher, you'd see the tail sticking out of the water. Going up to your chest, there's almost zero risk in doing
really?
It.
Really?
I would love to hear from surfers. They see it all because they're out there and they're in more danger because, like I said, those dark wetsuits can look like a seal. So they see stuff all the time.
Yeah, but then I saw those Japanese fish that eat your skin off your feet. You ever see that?
No.
They have this thing in Japan where you go. It's like a spa and you put your feet in the water. Kyle, have you seen this?
I've heard of it before, yeah.
And you put your feet in the water. And all these fish, I don't know what they are, but they come and eat the dead skin off your feet. It's like a spa experience.
All right, so what's wrong with that?
I don't want them to eat anything off me. I don't
all right,
like
then don't go to Japan. Go to Long Branch.
Wait, so there's no fish in Long Branch that like to eat things off me? I don't think that's true.
Your Willy, if you had one, bluefish would mistake it for squid.
Can we not do that again?
Well, then but you know how you always say, I throw the softball, I lob it up, and then you hit it out of the park. That was one of those where you were setting me up for that.
All right. Do you want to go to Zalman or Eddie? I'm sorry.
Eddie, yeah.
Eddie, how are you, darling, in Toms River?
Hello. I have.
Are you offended by Dennis's Willie references? Because I am.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
All right, Eddie. What do you got?
Yeah. Okay. I was surfing by the casino pier once all by myself about halfway out, and I literally counted 11 fins that popped out of the water probably about 20 feet away from me. I didn't panic. I just stayed calm. One of the sharks swam right towards me. It came within inches. It was sort of like sniffing my knee, and I had my shark knife ready just in case. I didn't panic. It turned and swam away, and none of the other sharks bothered me.
You were seated on a surfboard.
Yep.
And how long ago? And like you said, right off Casino's Pier, so you're probably in 10 feet of water?
Yeah, probably no more than that.
And you have a shark knife with you whenever you surf?
Always.
Wow. How long ago was this, Eddie?
You know, this was actually before Hurricane Sandy. The pier used to extend about a third of the way further out.
Right.
And it was a fishing pier. Another time I was surfing with my daughter. She got out of the water, and I went further out, and the fishermen just started catching one shark after another.
Well, how big, like, you know, sharks, we catch sharks fishing all the time, and they're called dogfish. They're small sharks. They're harmless. Some people could call them sand sharks. Was it that, or was it a 10-foot, you know, bull shark?
You know, I couldn't tell what kind of shark it was, but they were small. They were juveniles, probably between 3 and 4 foot. And, you know, it's amazing when you're in that moment, you're wondering, am I going to panic? What am I going to do? Am I prepared? And I was just calm. Maybe they sensed the vibe. I don't know.
Were you alone, Eddie?
I was. I was alone.
Oh, wild.
Go figure.
I can't. And in,
you know, here's a good one. One other time I was coming out of the water after surfing. This is probably about 10 years ago. And I looked back and I saw this shadow that certainly looked like a shark, about 8 foot long. The next day in the Asbury Park Press, they had a picture. It was down in LBI. The lifeguards took a picture of this 8 foot shark right next to their rescue boat to show you the scale. And boy, that looked like the same shark.
Was it in the water?
Oh, yeah, it was in the water.
Yeah, but the ones with the picture the lifeguards took at LBI.
Yep, and that was in the water. And
amazing.
They travel up and down the coast, of course, as the water warms up. And so, boy, that looked like the same shark to me. And they're out there. I've seen a lot of them.
All right, Eddie, thank you. Stay safe. Keep surfing.
So I get this app chat message.
Yeah.
Judy, you work 2 hours a day, and yet you can't stop eating on the air. It's disgusting, and you were clearly never taught manners. So, of course, I'm not eating. I'm chewing gum, right? So, I write back, it's gum, grow up. And then I write back, you weren't taught manners. Remember when your mom said, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all? Manners. Alice in Tom's River. Do you think that I answered her appropriately?
I think so. And you're chewing the gum because you have an addiction.
Yeah, and so she's actually shaming an addict. That is beyond the pale. She's canceled. You can't shame somebody for addiction.
Zalman is calling from Orange. Hi, Zalman.
Hey, Dennis. How are you?
Welcome good. How back. Are you? Thank you.
I think I may have told you guys a story once before. I don't know if it was years ago, but I had kind of opposite of Eddie. I used to surf. I don't surf anymore. I only saw dolphins on the Jersey Shore, which was phenomenal. It was a beautiful experience. But I surfed out in Oregon for a while, and the last time I went in Agate Beach, I was out by myself, and I saw the triangle fin, because the dolphin fin, right, has a little curve, but the shark fin is just a triangle.
Right.
And it was big. The triangle was big. And I just paddled in as fast as I could. Again, I wasn't like I said last guy, I was just calm with it. I was by myself. Nobody, you know, nobody even knew where I was. And so that was the last time I went surfing.
And, but I don't remember, and I could be wrong. Correct me, please, if I'm wrong. I don't recall any surfer ever being attacked by a shark.
Neither do I. I was just thinking that, Dan.
Yeah.
Why is that, though?
I don't know. Maybe in North Carolina or Hawaii or Bondi Beach in Australia, but not here. I could be wrong. Maybe, you know, it's happened. But, Iron, glad you're safe, Zalman, and you never surfed again, huh?
No, I stick to snowboarding now.
All right, very good. Well, you got to watch out for the abominable snowman.
There's nothing that can eat you. Wow.
All right, Zalman, thank you.
I didn't think it was that funny, but you go, Dan. 1-800-283-101.5. We're going to take a little break now because I want to talk to Rich in Ariel, which is a town that I have not heard calling here. Oh, he just went away. What a shame.
I know where that is. But when we get back, can we discuss whether or not our boss, Sam, wears a Speedo? I think he does.
I think it's something worth talking about.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it might be a little inside baseball because you kind of have to see him.
But then we'll open it up to, do any men in Jersey wear Speedos like our boss, Sam, probably does?
I'm not giving him Speedo. I'm giving him that trunk. The stretchy trunk.
Stretchy trunk. I'm going there. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going there, but I'm...
We'll talk... Well, you wish you were. Let's talk about this later.
11:49.
Let's be honest. I wish I were.
Right.
11:49. Here's Beth. Station.
It's the New Jersey Time Check, sponsored by SellYourCarNow.com. It is 11:55 on the dot, and it's SellYourCarNow.com. They'll give you cash for your car on the spot. Dennis and Judy Show talking about sharks in the water. They've spotted the largest tagged great white in the waters off the East Coast. It could be off South Carolina. Could be off Maine. But it could be off New Jersey. So be aware. And are you so aware that you are afraid to go in the water? Any kind of wild water, like lakes and rivers. Rivers to me are... I almost drowned in the Delaware River.
I told this story about you 100 times because it's so haunting to me that you almost drowned.
It was close. Seriously, it was really close. I was tubing with the family, and my cousin was visiting from Italy at the time, and he was probably 19 or 20. And, you thought it would take him on a little American adventure, Jersey. It's actually on the Pennsylvania side where you rent the tubes. And we're floating down the Delaware, and then toward the end, I just wanted to swim. It was real shallow water in the beginning, and then it got real deep where you can't touch the bottom. You can swim. So I pushed the tube away, and I wasn't tethered to the tube, which is stupid. If I ever do that again, I'm tying my ankle or whatever to the tube or my wrist.
Do they have tethers?
They do. I saw a lot of people with them. You got a rope on you.
What are you
stupid. I almost died. I wish I had one. So I pushed it away. I'm swimming, and all of a sudden the tube was going faster than me. And it got away from me, and I quickly realized, I'm not going to catch up with it. I'm losing breath. I think I was a smoker at the time, too. So I yelled for help, and my cousin, I think he saw the look on my face that I was serious. Because, we joke around. And he saw the look on my face, and he paddled over quick and gave me his raft. And I remember breathing so hard. When I got, the next morning, my entire body hurt, and especially my rib cage from the adrenaline and then the breathing.
Oh, my God.
And I remember, hanging onto that tube. And we were within another 20 minutes back to the tubing place, hanging onto that tube and just breathing and feelings. And then my whole family is around me and thinking, Dad almost died. It was weird. It was a bad, bad feeling. Really
so
bad.
So scary. Was anybody else tethered?
No, nobody else was stupid enough to say, hey, push this away and I'll try to swim.
Right.
But if I would do it again.
Why did you do that, though?
I didn't push it away.
I tell your story, because to me it was so frightening, and I feel it when you tell that story.
Yeah.
And people go, okay, but how did he get out of the tube? And I'm like, I don't know. But
yeah, you're sitting on your butt.
Right, and you're hot, you want to go in.
Right, and you're in shallow water most of the time. Now you see that it's deep and moving, and you go, all right, just wet my hair and swim a little. And then the tube went away, and I was deep crap.
Scared. What?
It's that time already?
How can that be?
Feels like we've only been on the air for like 2 hours.
Ridiculous. I guess they're not paying us this week. Yeah, 2 hours? Not. That's not a job.
Well, Sam needs a new Speedo, so.
Oh, we forgot to. Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, does Sam wear a Speedo? That's next on Dennis and Judy. Plus, Lou and Michelle are coming up next.
Love you,
see you tomorrow.
Bye.